Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by From Within Records. All due respect, demo 2 out now. Head over to fromwithinrecords.com to pick yourself up a tape while supplies last. And I'm so happy that All Due Respect is putting out new music. I was really bummed when they had to drop off FYA a couple years ago because that was the one time that I was going to see them, but it didn't happen. So I'm just happy that maybe there'll be another chance. But shout out to All Due Respect. Awesome band. Also, Destiny to See Another Day, Lion City Hardcore, is out now. If you're not familiar, please hit pause, go boot up your Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Bandcamp, YouTube, whatever, and go check out an awesome band coming out of Singapore. Shout out to International Hardcore. There's great music everywhere. Saturday, May 18th, Pensacola, Florida, From Within Records Spring 2024 Showcase, Magnitude, Mouse at the Palace, Seat of Pain, Envision, Worn, Collateral, Dimension 6, Statement of Pride, Burning Strong, and Milestone. It's all going down at the Handlebar. Please, if you're going, tickets are available now. Head over to thehandlebar850.com and grab one before it sells out. Shout out From Within Records. It's awesome to see them doing another showcase. If you're not following From Within Records on social media, please go boot up X, go boot up Instagram, click that follow button to stay up to date on all the current news. And like I always say, please support From Within Records because they support us. If you're looking for high quality merch for your band or for your business, please hit up my friends over at Good Fortune Printing out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You can follow them on Instagram at Good Fortune Printing, or if you want to get in contact with them, please email them contact@goodfortuneprinting.com. You can thank me later. Before we get into today's guests, this Friday, there's a local band from out here doing awesome shit. This band called Whirlwind. They're on Indecision Records, and they will be dropping their new record. If you remember a while back, I sat down with their singer, Bubba. Awesome dude, good friend. But this Friday, Lasting Peace by Whirlwind will be dropping, and I just got to show love for Orange County Hardcore, and they're just so awesome, and I'm stoked for them to finally have new music out. I'm stoked to see them doing cool shit, so please keep an eye out for that. Spoiler alert, Bubba will be back on very soon to talk about the band, so please look forward to that. Also, this Friday, New Rap Caviar. I know we're already into the month of March. People have been wondering, is it over? Why are they running late? But there's things in place, so just wait till Friday. New Hardcore Caviar, I might have said Rap Caviar earlier, but a new Hardcore Caviar dropping this Friday. So please look forward to that as well. And if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go over to the YouTube channel. We're doing all the stuff you love over there. The podcast is there. All the K-pop stuff is there. The vlogs are there. So please head over to the YouTube channel and click subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate that. But on today's episode, we had to track down some of New Jersey's finest, our friends Caden and Lou. They play in a band called Disguised. Caden plays in Discontent, and they've been friends of the podcast for a while, and I've supported what they've been doing for hardcore. So for me, here in 2024, just seeing the awesome music that they're putting out with their new projects, I wanted to reach out and just get an update on what's going on with them and just talk about New Jersey hardcore. Shout out Bayway, right? Bayway's so fucking sick. I'm so happy that they're just as stoked about Bayway as I am. So shout out New Jersey hardcore. I'm a huge fan. Shout out Takedown Records. Shout out Cut Down, Never Again. There's so much cool shit going out in New Jersey, and I'm a fan. So it was a pleasure of mine to be able to have Caden and Lou on the podcast. So if you're not familiar, which you should be at this point, but if you're not familiar, I highly suggest you hit pause, go search out Disguised, go search out Discontent, and then come back here, because it was a real pleasure of mine to be able to talk to them about their bands. So please strap in, enjoy this conversation. Without further ado, welcome Caden and Lou to the show. And we're recording. Welcome back to the podcast. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves for people who may not be familiar with who you are?
Sure. I'm Caden. I sing, do vocals in Disguise.
And I'm Lou, and I play drums in Disguise.
All right. Well, I'm happy to have you guys back on the podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to do this and working with my schedule. So I just want to say thank you again.
Of course, man. I appreciate you having us.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Can we start with reaching out? Because obviously that was the reason why you guys were on here last time. Is it okay to talk about it?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I'm just curious because obviously you guys decided to hang it up last month. There was the final show. And I know all of you are like doing other bands, but I was just curious why you guys decided to hang it up, because I thought you guys had something good going with reaching out. So I'm just curious if you could talk about that.
I mean, it's really like it's not a personal thing between anybody in the band. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we still all play in bands together. It's just we've been doing it since we were so young, and the band kind of has like this image, like the young kid band. Like, oh, that's the kids. And that's cool to a level, but it's like from doing other bands, you know what I mean? Like this band or like Discontent or any other projects we do don't have that same like kid image to it. And like, I feel like we were all as like adults now are kind of just like not with that, but we musically, there was just a lot of differences in the band too. And we couldn't write, and it just having more fun doing other things, or like might as well end it, you know. But that's pretty much all it is.
Okay. And that is fair too, right? Because yeah, at a certain point you're gonna age and grow up, so to still, you know, have that tied to that band, I can see how you'd want to shake that and not really be looked at in that light anymore, especially since you have grown up.
Yeah, no, totally. It's like there's like 21, 22 year old dudes in the band, and they're like, bro, not with that, you know.
Yeah, and that is crazy too, right? Because it, I wonder what it's like for you. Because now that I'm older, it feels like time flies by. But since you guys are way younger than me, do you guys feel that, or how is that, going through like, these younger years, growing up in hardcore?
I feel that way a lot more as of recently, but like me and him are still the youngest out of the whole group. So I don't really want to speak an opinion on that, 'cause I'm sure it's not to the level of anybody else. So, but I do feel it.
Okay. And if you can talk about what the last show was like, because I thought it was an awesome lineup, but can you talk about what it was like for you guys to experience it?
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I was like the most excited I've been for a reaching out show in like a long time, because, what Kay was saying before, it's just like at the end, another reason we broke up is just kind of got boring. Like, we wrote, like, 2 songs in a year, and, like, we would never practice, and we practiced and, like, tried to write, and it just wasn't it. So I was just super excited. I was like, all right, I know this show is going to be dope. Lineup is sick. I'm hyped. So it was, like, just, and it was a really dope-ass set, too. So to, like, send it off, I was super happy with how it all went down.
Okay. Said it better, so. Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that it didn't end on a negative note, right? Because it could have, you know, been, you know, you guys hanging up for a whole other reason. But I like that you guys were able to, you know, send it off and, you know, be at peace with it. But also to see that you guys are still involved with hardcore and doing new bands. I think that's another thing that's really important. Really cool to see that you guys, you know, weren't okay with just leaving it at reaching out. That you guys are still, you know, putting in work to this day with new music.
Yeah, like so many bands grew from it, which is another really dope thing.
True.
From Reaching Out, Breaking Up, Discontent, Disguised, like other projects that are happening in the works. So.
Yeah. Okay, and I want to start with Disguised. Can you talk about how that whole band came together?
All right, so like. About a year ago, like December of 2022, like the end of whatever years, just some kids I knew from going to shows, they started a band and they needed a drummer, and I haven't played drums in a band yet, so I was like, all right, wear them down. So we practiced like a little bit, and then like the songs kind of sucked. The kids in the band, like, either they weren't hardcore kids or they just like didn't really care about the band. So we played one show in May, and then we kicked out the singer and got Caden, because I like the kid, but his vocals, and it just didn't really work. And I'd rather have Caden in the band anyway, because like Reaching Out, when Disguise like really was starting, Reaching Out was like slowly fading out. So I was like, all right, I need to do a band with Caden. He hopped on vocals, played some shows, and then we just kicked out everybody else in the band. Oh, and then
oh
yeah, and then just like replaced them with we have KK and Kevin Dearsan from Reaching Out playing, and then this Alexis from that band Curie.
Okay,
so that's the lineup right now. Yeah,
and was there any thought just to start a whole new band, like, you know, ditch Disguise, since, you know, you guys had a whole lineup change, or were you guys just, you know, wanting to keep that going?
So, well, we wanted to keep the songs, like the basis of the songs, but work on them. So
yeah.
all those songs that are like on the demo that exist, existed prior, but were just way like that. They were trash, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like if you see a video from like over the summer, it's either not the songs in the demo or like they're just different versions of it.
Yeah.
So we kind of just changed them all, and then I don't know, we kind of had Disguise like the image there a little bit. So we're like,
the band had already been playing shows for like a good minute,
and people like around Jersey knew who Disguise was. So we're like, it's like, just keep it, honestly.
And as far as the other members, are they chill, or do they still come around?
They
kind of
they come around. A few of them come around. Like it's really no hard feelings. Like it was not like that. It's just, I don't know. I've played in enough bands to realize early on when it's not going to work out, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's smart to be able to. To realize that, because, you know, I've seen a lot of bands where they, you know, hold on for probably a little, you know, too long, which I can respect a little bit. But then also it's just like, hey, man, like if you know, you're on like your third or fourth record and nobody cares about your band, I think you might need to hang it up and try something new.
Exactly.
And Caden, when you were approached to, you know, do vocals for Disguise, like where were you at with music?
So that when I first started, like when I really joined the band, was also like the beginning of when my other band dropped our demo. Well, not even,
It was when Discontent
it was when my other band was like first starting.
Yeah.
So I really joined the band because like I did it for him. I wasn't like tight with anybody else in the band originally. So I don't know. I was down to do it because Lucien wanted me to do it. So yeah, that's why I did it.
That's a good friend, because it takes a lot of work to want to another project, especially be the front man for the band, right? Because there's gonna be a lot of spotlight on you.
It's different, yeah. It's very different.
And how have you liked doing that so far?
Disguise, no diss to the rest of my friends, but it's my favorite band to like play shows with.
Okay. And you guys released your record with Takedown Records. Obviously, shout out to Dylan. But can you talk about how that came together?
There was talk on like putting it out ourselves or like having somebody do it. And we did the Discontent demo with Dylan, and I was like, Dylan had told me that he liked watching Disguise just from seeing us. Before the music was recorded or anything, he was like, "It's like, yo, let me put out the demo when you guys record it." And in all honesty, I completely forgotten about it until like we were ready to put it out. And I was like, "Yo, Dylan wants to put it out. Just have him do it." You know, so it was very natural. It was a natural thing.
And were you guys playing a lot of shows before you recorded your music? Because I do remember seeing Takedown post about how you guys had, been doing shows before the music came out and kids were really, fucking with the band. But I'm just curious, how many shows were you guys doing before the music actually came out?
We did a good amount of shows, maybe like 10. Yeah. From like May to like September, maybe like 10 shows. And then that was when it was the lineup before. And then at the end of the summer, we kind of kicked them all out and just started really trying to work on the skies and like, get it more just better basically.
Okay. And can you talk about who did the artwork for the record?
This kid Bo from Delaware or Pennsylvania, I think.
Philly. I don't know.
Who knows? He's from somewhere. Okay. Lil Bo, that's the boy. He paints and shit. And then we didn't really have anybody. We didn't like know anyone. We wanted to do it. And then we're like, oh shit, that might be dope having painted. So we hit him up and then
yeah,
he did that shit.
He's just one of my friends, just like a person from going to shows, and like I followed his Instagram, and I think he goes to school for like art and shit.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, it would be cool to have like a fucking painting as an album artwork, you know what I mean? Instead of just like some regular shit. So that his
Instagram is Bo_Krasny, KRASNY. And shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out.
Because his shit is fire. Go get a painting by him. To anyone watching the podcast, he's fire.
I'll add that to the description so people can find the Instagram easy. But for the painting, did you guys give Bo any direction, or did you just let Bo just take care of it 100%?
I told him like when we were doing it, I was like, I just want it to be like a really rundown looking house with a disguised fill on a wall. And I was like, that's all I want it to be. I was like, anything else, I was like, you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
So I just wanted a fill on a wall. That's a disguise.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of the painting is just the I'm assuming it's eyes, like right up in the window.
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part when I'm looking at that, right? Just the neighbors just looking over, and
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and obviously I love that the couch says a Shore style, which is awesome. And does anybody in the band have like the original painting, or does Bo have it, or where is it?
He has the original painting. I don't have it. I want
to get it from him.
I want
someday.
And do you know how big the painting is?
It's I have pictures of the actual canvas. It's mm-hmm. It's pretty big. It's
maybe like
it's a big painting. Yeah,
like by this some shit.
Okay, well, I think it's awesome, and I'm stoked that you're remembered to hit up Dylan to put it out, because I really like what Dylan is doing with the label, right? I feel like he just popped up and, you know, took the label serious, and he, you know, has worked with like a lot of great bands. When I look at the label's history and the bands that he's worked with, I think he's done a really great job of picking up these younger bands and shining a spotlight on bands like Disguise. So I think it's awesome that you guys were able to team up, and obviously both from Jersey. I love that, right? Supporting your local scene, I think that's really important.
Yeah. No, I love working with him too. Playing his shows, doing the label shit too. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the Takedown events, I feel like, really help grow the label as well, because everyone's going to see the fire ass show he books, and then Takedown's on it. So people then realize Takedown Records,
the name,
and then it kind of just grows from there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely smart to, have that great branding, and obviously the shows that, he works on out there. It's crazy lineups. Like whenever I see the flyers, I'm like, damn, those are some crazy, crazy shows. Yeah. And you guys have a show. This will come out a couple of days before your show on the 24th. Can you talk about, that lineup, and what do you think that show is going to be like for you guys?
I think
I'm hyped for it, honestly.
It's going to be a dope homie show. I'm excited to play it.
Yeah.
Never Again, Bazooka record release, Top Dollar, us. I think it'll be sick.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Never Again and Cut Down. The two times that I traveled to Jersey was for Cut Down and Never Again. So those guys have always been, cool, good friends, always treated me with respect. So I'm stoked to still see them doing stuff. I'm hoping that they put out new music soon. I always want to bug Jason, and I was asking Avery when I saw him in Columbia. So I'm just happy to see them on flyer still doing stuff.
I agree. I think they're writing a record, but
hopefully it comes out soon. We're still here, early 2024. There's still a lot left, of the year. So hopefully they can pop up with something new. That would be sick.
Yeah, I hope so too. I love playing shows with them. Those are dudes that I've known since I first started going to shows. So it's dope to play together and shit now. I love it.
Okay. And can you talk about what the Jersey scene is like these days? Because obviously for me being an outsider, I love seeing bands like Bayway popping up and getting a lot of attention. And then obviously Hold My Own, part of New Jersey, they're doing awesome stuff. Always, it seems like they're always on the road. And then Odeme, I love that band. I love their energy. So can you talk about what the scene's like, from your guys' perspective?
It's really dope right now. It's especially down the shore, because everything's kind of happening at Salty's right now. If it's not happening at Salty's, it's happening somewhere in New Brunswick, probably at Cinco. Yeah. And it's cool too, because Jersey has a big problem of being very separated and lots of cliques, And it is still like that to a level, but everybody's cool with each other. You know what I mean? All the bands are friends, and I don't know. It's very up right now, and I think it's only going to get better. So I'm stoked to see what happens with Jersey.
100%. Yeah. Based off, like I said, just from someone from the outside looking in. Yeah. It seems like there's just been this, just over the past year, this crazy influx of awesome shows happening out there. And then, even with these newer bands popping up, like I mentioned Bayway before, and you guys, it's just really cool to see, because I've always been a fan of New Jersey hardcore, but I like this modern age of New Jersey hardcore, I think is awesome too. So I just love what's going on out there right now.
Yeah, I do too. It's awesome. Bayway is sick.
Bayway is great.
Bayway is awesome. Yeah, they're awesome. I got to see them live. I've never seen them live.
You gotta see them live. Dude. Yo, they played Bayway, the song Bayway, three times in one set.
Yeah, their record release.
I mean,
did you guys
that Bayway record release set? That Death Threat show was probably one of the craziest sets ever. Fucking dope.
When was their music video shoot, right? Because that was pretty recent.
It was at that show.
It was at that show earlier in the day.
Okay. Were you guys able to make it out for that?
I was there having a great time watching it. Yeah. It was fantastic, dude. It's funny. Like music videos, dudes, are the weirdest shit. Just like, they'll just be playing the band's song over the fucking speakers in the room and everybody's just going crazy. But it's so weird because it's like not a live show. Like mm-hmm. the band's not actually playing, but everybody's moshing and shit. Stage diving. It was great.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. I love what they're doing because I feel like they have great marketing. They've come out with like consistently good merch, and the music's awesome too, right? So I think they've done it right so far. So I'm definitely a fan of theirs, and I'm definitely looking forward to being able to see that music video whenever it comes out. But that's awesome that you were able to make it.
Yeah, I think Bay Way is gonna be the next band, you know what I mean? So
they could definitely do it. I feel like if they just continue on the path that they're on, they'll be just fine.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And as far as Disguise, can you talk about is there any like new music in the works, or are you guys just chilling off the first record?
Really just writing right now. We got a couple songs that are like pretty much done. Just got to practice and get them done. And then I want to definitely get a promo or like just a full EP out this summer, spring, before the year's over. Really. Mm-hmm.
And okay. What about travel? I feel like, Disguise on the road would be something sick.
Yeah, this summer I definitely want to get a good weekend run somewhere prior.
The West Coast, New Jersey comes out west. I've been trying to convince, Never Getting Cut Down to come out west. So I would love to see more New Jersey bands on the West Coast.
Yo, I'll talk to them about that. Yeah, that'd be sick. Yo, even just the three bands Never Getting Cut Down, fucking this guy.
Over the summer Coast, on the sick. West Coast, very much down.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I was fortunate enough to book Shackled on one of their West Coast dates, some odd years ago.
Their last, I remember that.
Yeah, and that was fun. Surprisingly, I'm a huge fan of Shackled, so I was already in tune, and I was always curious what kind of reaction they would get. And dude, like that show, one of the bands dropped off last minute, so we had to get another band to fill in. Thankfully. Mm-hmm. We were able to, and it was a three band bill on I swear it was like a Thursday night, and kids like showed up and sold that place out, and it was crazy. I was so blown away at just the response.
Where was it? Program?
Yeah. It was a program. Yeah.
I think I saw a video of that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. They shackled like towards the end, I think was when they were like really catching on with people. You know what I mean? Playing consistently, like really good shows.
100%. Yeah, I feel like if they could have just kept it together, they could have been, I feel like they were leveling up, right?
100%.
But at least we were able to enjoy it while it was around. I still wear my Shackled hat from time to time, and then I have like the Doubt Surrounds All shirt hanging back here somewhere that I just look at fondly when I'm going through my shirts.
Oh yeah, always rough Shackled still.
Can you talk about, are there any newer local bands that people might not be aware of that we should probably be checking out?
Jersey bands? I'm trying to think what's happening in Jersey.
Bayway.
Bayway's sick.
Bayway's sick.
I don't know, man. I mean, you already named everybody we're really friends with. I don't know. Like ODMA,
Curate also. Shit. Yeah, Curate's put out a promo.
Check out the Curate promo.
Yeah.
Shout out Curate. Yeah, they're awesome. I'm surprised I haven't been able to see them yet. I feel like, that I should have seen them by now, but I'll hopefully catch them in the future.
Yeah, they play a lot around here. They play a lot.
Okay. And I am curious about Discontent. Are you okay to talk about Discontent?
Yeah, so for sure.
Great band, awesome record. the people in the band are great. Can you talk about how that project came together?
We like funny shit, long time ago, maybe like a year or two ago, me and Andrew had this idea. If we were gonna like, we were like, yeah, let's do a band that sounds like Backtrack and like Leeway, like more of a regular hardcore band. And nothing ever came up about that. And then from that, Andrew hits me up. He's like, yo, my friend Alex wants to do a band that sounds more like Irate and like Denied, like hard style shit. You know what I mean? And we're like, I don't know who's going to play drums. And we're like, Kevin, the drummer from Reaching Out. So he played drums and we're like, all right, let's have David do it. Cause Killing Me was like slowing down, not doing as much. And that's how the band came together. We started practicing, writing in the basement, wrote the demo, put the demo out. And it's just been going from there.
Yeah. It seems like you guys have, got a lot of traction because you guys are on some crazy shows. You guys play that Scarab record release or Scarab and Warren record release like the other week, which looked crazy. And you got the Mind Force show coming up.
Yeah. No, I genuinely am very grateful to play in that band and that the band caught on and that people like it. I think it's awesome. It's very, very fun.
Yeah, I think it's cool too. And sometimes I always wonder why certain bands will click with the greater audience of like hardcore versus like some others. It's always like a mystery to me. But I am happy that Discontent is one of those bands that have just caught on really fast, and I feel like the music is really good. So I think it's really cool to see you guys on these awesome shows and getting a lot of love that I feel like you guys deserve.
Yeah, it's great. No, I feel like with Discontent, the dumber the songs and like the stupider the songwriting is, the more it'll click with hardcore people. Because like, it's funny. I feel like everything else had so much more effort put into it than Discontent. You know what I mean? Like it's just Discontent, every song is just a really long extended mosh bar with like a couple choruses. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people love that shit. So.
Okay. And can you talk about, how the record for Discontent came together? Like the whole writing process?
Yeah. Alex, our guitar player, had like a couple, one or two, I think Never Me and Frontlines were already finished songs. So we had that. Kevin put drums over it, whatever. We did the vocals, blah, blah, blah. Me and Alex wrote DFTL. And then the intro was like a last minute thing we all did in the studio, just like a collective, all of us together. And we honestly did it pretty quick. We finished the demo pretty quick. And then we recorded it with Evan Perino. And as soon as we got the masters back, we put it out.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm such a fan, and it's honestly like really cool to see just a newer band getting the kind of trend that you guys are on. Because I'm just looking at the Instagram and just seeing the shows that you guys have coming up. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And can you talk about was there a website? Because in your Instagram bio, you guys have a link to a website, but it doesn't go to anything.
There was a website, but I think something's wrong with the domain, so I gotta fix it. The website still exists, though.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a really nice tool to have for bands, because obviously social media I think is awesome, but I think it's really cool when bands have their own personal website and they're able to do different stuff there, because I feel like that's a great way to want to attract people to your website, because if you're just using your website as like an aggregator for your social media, there's not a whole lot of reason to go to your website. But if you do like different stuff on your website, I feel like that's a great way to draw people to go look at something different.
I agree.
Yeah,
that's why we want to do it. But I gotta fix that shit. I've known it's been broken. I just I just haven't felt like this.
No, for sure. I get it. You know, it's funny. I just had to renew my domain for my website today, which it's not that expensive, but sometimes I think about it like luckily I have it, like it just like auto renews, but you know, if there's like a time where I don't pay it, and for some reason if there's somebody out there who would want to take it, they could go and get my website and don't want to have to go through, you know, some battle to try to get it back.
Not at all.
Okay. And can you talk about you know, some current bands that you guys are into right now? Because I think so far with this year and hardcore, just something like the new music that's been coming out, you know, even just newer bands popping up, I think it's always amazing that you know, here in 2024 that it's still possible with hardcore. Because for as long as I've been into it, I'm always amazed that I'm still very much entertained, and I haven't you know, filled that appetite of you know, listening to hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, newer bands, I feel like you listen to more newer bands than I do.
Yeah,
for sure. You answered it.
Bayway, honestly. Newer bands, I'm trying to think. I'll lower my phone at.
I really like Twisted Cane.
Yo, shout out Twisted Cane, great band.
I really like them. I've been fucking with Distort, and I've been telling all my friends about how dope Distort is.
Yeah,
I don't think they feel the same way as I do, but I really do like that band.
Yeah, for me, I love Distort, so I'm like, okay, like I don't know like what kind of time they're on, because they like were away for a bit, but then they just put out this new record and they're playing a couple shows, but then they're about to embark on this like full U.S. tour. I'm just like, all right, this is like, you know, Distort time, so let's you know, pay attention, let's support them as much as we can, because who knows when we're gonna get another record out of them. But yeah, I think that band's fucking awesome. So I think for you know, for your friends, please pay attention, don't miss out, because it'd be the worst thing, right, when Distort tours through town, your friends miss them, and then they realize how good that band actually is.
Been there, bro, been there.
Yo, that Crush Your Soul band and that Giggin' Animal Thugs band. I forgot, but those are fucking dope.
Crush Your Soul's great.
Yeah.
Head Busta from France.
Oh yeah.
That's my shit.
Is awesome.
Head Busta's my shit. Nothing But Enemies. That's my shit.
Fight music.
Yeah. I feel like foreigners love that type of music.
Bro, it's great. Like Head Busta is in the best way. No, I'm not saying it's in a diss. It's so stupid. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, sometimes it's just that stuff can be really fun.
It's like beat down, but it's like it's stupid, but there's actually like shit going on, and it's really good. It's actually enjoyable to listen to, rather than just like stupid beat down. That's just done. It's like more shit going on.
When I hear a good beat down, I'm like, all right, like this is so refreshing. And it's just like, all right, like, because that might be like my least favorite type of hardcore. When there's like certain bands that can do it right, make it fun, be way more creative with it, I'm like, all right, this is awesome. Like I can get into it. Because like for me, I always lean more towards like the faster stuff.
What Discontent is, it's just good, a good beat down.
Good beat down, it's hard to do. Because it's very easy for it to come across corny.
100%. And I feel like even the way like you present your band can be a factor as well, right? Because
100%. That's also a big part of it.
Because I feel like if you know, if people like your social media or whatever, or like your merch, then that could just make the music even, you know, that much more sweet.
100%. I agree. It's a big part of it.
I have friends, they're like Vegas based. The singer lives in Utah for this band called Fading Fast. They just put out a two song, I guess you can call it a promo, but that came out like literally today, and it's so sick.
What's that, more like regular hardcore or like heavier shit?
Regular, like just like fast.
All right,
I got faster. Yeah, Fading Fast.
Fading Fast.
Yeah, and they're so dope. Like, I was thinking about it on my drive home from work today, but I booked a show, and I just hit them up, you know, not really thinking they would be down because, like, the singer lives in Utah, and then the rest of the band is from Vegas, and for them to get to program, that's, like, a long-ass drive. Like, Vegas to program is, like, 3.5 to 4 hours. And for the singer to get to program from Utah, he was like on like a real mission. But the fact that they were down just like meant so much to me because like I just love that band. I think they're so sick. So I was very happy to see that they put out new music. But I'm even more happy when I listened to it and it was like awesome.
I'm excited to check that out. I'm not up on that band yet.
Yeah, I feel like they're just. They've been around for like they only have two releases, like the thing that they dropped today and then like a demo like before that, but they're just not super active, but I'm hoping with this new drop that they you know, decide to get busy and do more stuff because they're like so sick.
Yeah, Beatdown is my least favorite hardcore genre for anybody that wants to know.
Yeah, because and it's you know, there's so many subgenres to hardcore. Yeah, I can't love them all, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. Can't love them all.
Okay. I've never told you this, Caden, but I saw you when I was in Philly for Hardcore Pride Weekend. The second day, and I think it was had have been. Towards the end, because I remember I was sitting in the little lobby and I saw you walking out, and I was like, I should say something to Caden, but I was like, oh well, he might think I'm a weirdo, so I just didn't say anything to you. But I was like, that was probably like one of my biggest regrets from that weekend was not talking to you, because you know, obviously you'd been on the podcast before that, and you know, like your bands, but I was like, damn, I was like, that Caden just walked by, because it's always weird for me, because obviously. I'm like a visitor, right? I'm traveling to Philly. Totally. So like, I'm just like, you know, I don't know that many people there. So I was just waiting. I don't know who the fuck I was waiting for. I think I might have been waiting for Jeff first for us to leave. But yeah, but I remember seeing you walk by. I'm like, oh shit, that's Caden.
I think we pulled up and there was like three bands left. I went with him. What, like three?
Yeah, there was like, we pulled up. The band was playing, and I think it was like Seat of Pain and Mind Force, and that's like all we watched.
And I was sick.
Yeah, oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Damn, and you still rolled out.
I wanted to see it, bro. I thought I was going to miss it.
Yeah, that place was interesting because I people talked about how I guess they used to have shows there back in the day. And that,
I didn't know that.
I don't really know anything about that venue. I've seen a couple shows there in the Mind Force one, but like, really, it's a dope place though. I wish there was more shows there because it looks cool.
Yeah, and I'm always just kind of like, you know, I'll get in the car and you know get transported by whoever's driving. But I like, you know, in relation to like the other venues, I have no idea where that place is even at.
Is it like Kensington?
It's deep in there. Yeah, I think it's in Kensington,
in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool venue though, yeah. It was an awesome place, and even like the staff that was working there was like super chill. Because before the show even started, I did an interview with Lennon in the kitchen, and yeah, everybody was like super chill, and like nobody really bothered us.
Yeah, that's the only show I've ever been to there. I've only ever been to that show there, so I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still tripping out that. Yeah, you even though you were sick, you still rolled out. I probably just stayed home.
I think it was like straight from work.
Yeah,
I think that's why I was late.
Oh no! Okay, you're sick, work and hardcore show. You're definitely dedicated.
Down with the core, bro. Down with the fucking core.
Yeah, I love that enthusiasm. Because dude, there's days where, I went to a show on, what was it, Monday night, and I cut out early because I had work the next day, but my friends play in a new band called 92 or Nine Deuce. I'm not sure what they call it, because I see it in so many different forms. I'm like, I don't even know like what the proper way is to call it, but it's like a just a bunch of people from like Southern California doing like this like rap inspired hardcore band, and liked it on record. So I was like, all right, I was like, this is the first time that they're playing since the record came out that I've gotten a chance to see them. So like, I got to roll out and check it out. But like they, like it was a four band bill. They played second. And I was like, all right, I got to get home to get some sleep, or I'm going to like hate my life tomorrow at work.
Yeah. I really do feel you. I've been like that lately.
Yeah. Cause dude, like when I was younger, I'm like, all right, as long as I get an hour of sleep before work, like I'm good, but I can't do that anymore.
It's been catching up to me. I've been living that life of lack of sleep. Not it.
Yeah, it sucks, because obviously, like, you know, there's bands I want to see, but I can't always stick around. But I'm just like, all right, I paid, get some merch, tell people about bands, like, you know, try to support as much as I can. But yeah, sometimes I just gotta, get some sleep, because that's really important.
Yeah. Yo, you know who else is sick too from Cali? Is Hereditary.
Yo, Hereditary. Yes. The guitar player, Nate, he was just on the podcast.
I saw that. I was in SD just visiting family, and I was chilling. I without telling anybody, I was at my cousin's dance recital with my whole family.
Okay.
But my boy's like, yo, that band Hereditary is playing tonight. You're trying to go. And I was like, man, I'm in Cali. I was like, I've never been to a show in Cali. I'm on a dip. So I go all the way from Ramona, way up, take an Uber all the way to downtown, take this train. You know, the show was 15 minutes from the border. Mm-hmm. So it was real, real deep in San Diego. The show was in like this like hella sketched out like backyard. It was awesome. The scene there is very different than it is here. It was cool to see though. Watched Hereditary, dipped. Yo, I'm walking home from this show. Me and my boy, my friend's like 13 years old. And we get ran up on by these crew dudes, bro. Like real deal, like gangsters.
Okay.
They like roll up on us in their green car, roll down the window, start whistling. And my boy's like, yo, we gotta go, bro. And I'm like, yo, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm about to get killed, bro. I'm about to get robbed by all these dudes. Craziest shit, but I'll never forget that. And that's why I thought about Hereditary, because
that's a wild story. That's but awesome. Happy you made the journey to see them. They're sick. I feel like what they're doing with their friends down in San Diego, it's so sick. They're just like, you know, the younger generation that's really putting in the work, and Hereditary is awesome. And you know, for anybody that listened to the episode, they're getting a lot of great opportunities. I think it's because the music's awesome, and also they really support the scene. They pop up. I see they're if I go to a hardcore show, there's at least going to be somebody from Hereditary, popping up at the show. So they're always showing a lot of love, not just to the San Diego scene, but they make the drive up to LA, to Orange County. So it's sick, and I'm happy that I didn't even know that you knew about them. So for them to be getting more attention, I think it's really awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how I found out about them. I've known about them, I want to say, since because my friend told me about them. That's how I found out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so when I saw that they were playing not too far away, I was intrigued to go see it.
That's awesome. That reminds me of, I used to go to Disney World. I used to do like these annual trips to Disney World. Yeah. And I remember probably like the second to last time that I went, the point of contact, they were having their record release show for Commitment in Tampa. And I was in Orlando, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, there's no way that I'm all the way in Florida from California, and I'm so close to this record release show that I'm going to miss it. Like, there's no fucking way. So like, I told all like my Disney friends who are hardcore kids, but they're just like from like an older generation. I was like, hey, don't be mad, even though I know you're going to be mad, but I was like, I'm going to dip to Tampa. I was like, I have a ride. I have a ride from Orlando to Tampa. I was like, I'm going to this hardcore show. I have friends down there. So don't like worry, like I'll be safe. And I'm coming straight back from Tampa and grabbing my stuff and then going straight to the airport. So like, this is going to be the last time I see you till next year. You know, have a great trip. And they were so pissed off because they're,
oh, they were actually mad.
They were actually mad because they were just like, oh, like, I can't believe like you're ditching us, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, dude, we just spent the last 3 days together. Like, I'm just going to support some other homies and, you know, see a lot of great bands. Cause that was like my first time getting to see like a normal Tampa hardcore show. Cause I was in Tampa, I've been out there for FYA, but that's not like, I don't feel like that's like a real,
it's a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah, it's not like the just the Tampa scene. So so I was able to get to like experience like the real Tampa scene, which I thought was super sick. But it was just so random because I didn't even plan it like that. I didn't realize that it was like that it was lining up till I actually was in Florida.
Yeah, that's how it was when I went to that show. But was it worth it though? Was it worth your friends getting pissed?
100%. Yeah, because that was because all that mattered. That was the first time I saw Point of Contact, like 3 Knee Deep played a crazy set.
Oh, one of the best bands.
Yeah, first time I saw Burning Strong. Magnitude played, which was insane. The venue was cool. They were showing UFC. It was just a crazy. And it was nice too because I only knew like 3 people in the building at that time, so I was just able to be like low-key and just get to like enjoy the experience, right? It wasn't this like weird like social gathering or whatever. It was just like, I was just getting to just kind of just observe and just have a great time.
That's it
100%. Okay. I'm trying to think of if there's any like bigger shows going on out in your guys' area coming up. Where's that? Oh yeah, there's the Foreign Hand show. That's gonna be sick.
Oh yeah, yo, that show's gonna be fucked up, dude. There's like, so that place Salty's has like 3 different rooms. Really? It's like a weird fucked up maze.
Okay.
Yeah. And that Foreign Hand show is in like this really like I'm being serious, it's like very small side room, and like I am genuinely concerned for the building itself after that show. Like it's small, bro. It's not in the big room where you've seen any other shows.
And no thought to move it to one of the bigger rooms?
Well, it'll be way crazier in the small room, but who knows what'll happen. Very excited, though.
Yeah, because Blood Runs Cold. I think that band's sick.
That set's going to be... bro, that
set's going to be great. Yeah, obviously love Balmora, Last Man Out. They're a great band. And I'll see you guys.
Balmora is my favorite new band.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
Yeah, they're so sick. I seeing the videos from their FYA set, I'm just like, geez, that's an amazing reaction for like a band playing early on in a fest.
That was great. I wasn't ready for it that early in the morning. Like we had like just woke up and rolled straight there because we were like, we're gonna miss this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like delirious, didn't sleep the day before, but it was so worth it. I love all those dudes in that band. And Jay is, I don't know how he writes those songs, but he's a very talented musician.
100%. I'm a fan of his. Yeah. Yeah. I like when I first heard that band, I was just like, this is different. Like I just hearing it, I was like, all right, this is definitely something special. Mm-hmm. So it's, and yeah, you know, it's fun to watch a band with, that kind of style, just be able to rise up and get that kind of attention, and even like their whole label. I'm a fan of you know, all of like what Afira has going on.
It's great. I love it. I love that whole resurgence of shit that they're bringing back, and it's working and it's clicking with people.
When Balmora first came out, I really didn't like it. Caden and
he said that shit was trash.
Yeah,
he said Balmora sucked. So
yeah, I did say Balmora was trash the first time I heard him.
Okay,
I did not like it. I didn't like metalcore at all. Like I really didn't care for like any of those bands. I saw them play. It was a dope set, but like I didn't really care for it. And then I don't know, I saw another dope metalcore set, and then I was like, all right, that was dope. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna listen to one more again. And then I was like, wait, this is actually fucking awesome. So I love one more now.
You didn't give it a chance.
Yeah.
You just had to give it a chance. Yeah. No. Sometimes
that, the For the Children in Cali.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Did you?
No. Unfortunately, I worked the day that they played. So like, I wasn't going to be able to make it in time for their set. So I just didn't even go. So yeah, honestly, my first time seeing them will be, at LDB.
That's so crazy. Oh, they're on that shit. That's going to be crazy.
That fucking lineup is insane.
Yeah. Seeing that lineup, I was like, okay, this is, a crazy fest. But then like the other day, Have Heart, pops up. They're like, hey, like, we're gonna do this like crazy run of shows, and seeing the lineup for like, Tied Down, Sound and Fury, and then the shows that they have in like New York, it's like, wow, like this year's just already crazy for like hardcore. Like I don't know how anybody else is gonna top what's already happened, but it's possible.
It's only gonna get better.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the hardcore to get announced, because that lineup is gonna be dope too.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure there, right? Because I feel like FYA always sets the tone, right? They're the first fest of the year, so I feel like they set a very specific tone, and then what just got announced is just like, holy shit! All right, I didn't think Half Heart would come back so soon. But it's awesome. Great band, legendary band. But now it's just like, okay, like how, like, yeah, they have to produce a lineup, that's going to be exciting to get people to, get hyped on. But yeah, I'm definitely curious.
I am too. I couldn't imagine booking a fest, because you don't want to book the same bands that the last fest had. Any fest getting booked this year, trying to top LDB is pretty wild. So,
yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting, because I feel like, lineup is obviously very important, but then I feel like even like the ambiance of like the fest, right? I feel like I love FYA setup. I feel like they're like, they've gone as big as they can to still make it feel like a hardcore show. I feel like any bigger, it might not. It'll probably lose that feel and, start to feel like a festival. And I'm really curious to see what the vibes are going to be like at LDB, because I've never been out that way for a show ever. So it's going to be really fun to be able to experience a new fest and just a whole new hardcore scene. Like, obviously, I have friends that are from there. So it'll be cool to kind of just
see that scene.
Yeah, see that scene and kind of just, kind of get to pick their brain, for the history. Sure. And it'll be fun. I just get to be a fly on the wall with my vlogging camera. Yeah. Hopefully the people there will be excited to be in my vlog.
Nah, I think that'll be one of the best fests of the year.
Definitely.
Yeah, they have, Hatebreed, obviously, legendary band. I've never seen Obituary, and I'm just like, okay, that's insane that they got them on the fest.
Mm, yeah. Put in death metal bands on hardcore fest is dope. Dying Fetus on FYA, Obituary on LDB, pretty dope.
Yeah, I like it. I'm just curious to see. I wonder if there's other bigger bands that would be willing to kind of cross over and do these more hardcore fests.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everybody's like really excited for like the King Nine set, since it's like a anniversary set.
Yeah,
for Scared to Death.
Sanction.
Yeah, Sanction. It's been years since I've seen Sanction, so that's gonna be insane.
Yep.
And then, I've huge fan of Twitching Tongues, so I'm always excited being able to see them. I have this football jersey that's just like hanging back here that I'm just so proud of. I'm like, thank you, random Depop person that didn't want that football jersey anymore. I will gladly buy it from you for a fair price.
Their FYA set was great. That was fun to watch.
Yeah. They're, I feel like they're always on point. Super sick.
Always so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm excited to see Scarab again. Because saw Scarab at Harker Pride weekend. That was the only time I've seen him. So,
and great that, man.
Yeah. So, and I think that was like their, you know, their second show or whatever. Cause it was like pretty early on.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what like their record release was like?
Their record release was sick. It
fire
was
show.
Yo, it was in this like, it was in this like Lithuanian church, huge fucking, I don't know if you saw pictures.
Yeah.
About how big this place was. It was crazy. Like the sound in there was crazy just because how big the room was. Like it sounded like really wild.
A 50 foot from top to bottom, like insane. Looked like some like medieval shit.
Yeah, like some medieval shit. It was really cool though. Floor show. I was glad it was on the floor. That's always makes a show better in my opinion. Nice floor show.
Yeah.
But it was great. Everybody had a good set.
Yeah, because it was originally supposed to be in like a smaller venue, right?
It was supposed to be in the other room in that place. There's
which
like another
was like
smaller
a lot
room.
Smaller.
Yeah, it was a lot smaller.
Okay. Well, dude, yeah, well, from the videos that I saw, I'm like, there's like a fuck ton of people there.
Yeah, there was a fuck ton of people there. Yeah.
Yeah. And no possibility to fit that in the smaller room, right?
Definitely.
That not. Show, I mean, they could have did it, but it probably wouldn't have ended well now. Lots of broken shit.
Yeah.
Couple tables smashed, you know, a couple windows smashed.
Yeah, that's never good. I always like leaving the venues like the same way as when I showed up, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wild band. I'm happy you know to see them also, you know, get the proper love and attention cuz they're doing this year. They're yeah. seems like they're you know, they're traveling, so I'm yeah. excited to see them get out there.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. Sorry, fucking phone.
Oh, that's all good. Do you got to take that or?
No, it's good.
Okay, well, still early on in 2024. Do you have any goals for the year for Disguised or Discontent?
I mean, Disguised, I just want to put out a record. That's really, I just want to put new music out, play dope shows. Really, it.
Yeah. Discontent is going to put out a record in the spring. That's the plan. So that Sky's promo, that's the main focus right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whenever you guys decide to head out west, please hit me up to book your Orange County date. We would love to have you guys here.
We'd love to play out there. It's a dream.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to come on the show. It was great to hear from you again. I'm a fan of Disguised. I'm a fan of Discontent. I'm a fan of what you guys are doing for the scene out there. Love New Jersey hardcore. Before we sign off, is there anything else you guys would like to say?
Shout out NJHC.
Yeah.
Shout out all my friends.
Shout out Takedown.
Takedown, Streets of Hate.
Shout out Never Again.
Shout out Never Again.
Yo,
yeah.
Shout out Juan, too.
Shout out Juan. Shout out Alexis.
Shout out Sean, who recorded this guy's also.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. This has been awesome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back soon. Goodbye.
Peace.
Peace.